And then look at what he hates. He hates the very things that he's guilty of. Sin. The thing that gets him caught up, the thing that entangles him at times. Now, if I do what I do not want, I agree with the law that it is good. He is agreeing with the law that it is good and desires to abide by it, but ends up doing what he hates. That sound familiar to anybody? These two characteristics of a believer you don't want to miss. He desires to do what is holy, righteous, and good, and hates what he gets entangled in. So let's bring this to some application here. Do I agree with the law that is good? Or have I developed some sort of code of ethics that I follow? Do I hate sin? Or am I comfortable living in it? Do I justify it? Do I minimize it? It's not all that bad. It is beyond, sin is sinful, beyond measure, and deserves the full weight of God's wrath. So we have a problem. The problem is God demands perfection. And guess what? None of us can deliver. But God delivered his one and only Son, who could deliver, stepped out of glory, became man, the infinite God-man, lived a life perfectly, without any sin at all. And then he was crucified, put upon a cross, murdered on our behalf, and the Father poured out his full wrath upon his one and only Son. So that you and I may have life, and that we can be wrapped in the righteousness that's his, to be made ours. This isn't to say that we're not going to sin anymore, ever. It just means that he makes us new and our desires change. Change from being comfortable living in our sin. Change to desiring to do what is good, righteous, and holy. So God had made a way for us. The problem solved. And what must we do? Place our trust wholly upon him. In the finished work that he did on the cross, not in anything that we can do to add to it, because we can't. The price was paid in full. And we need to just embrace and believe, just like Paul. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your sacrifice. We thank you that Jesus was willing to do that work that we could not do. We thank you that you require perfection, and that we are unable only to lean on you. So guide us in our faith. Help us to not fall into the ditch on either side of the path. Not one of moralism, legalism, and not one of easy believism or cheap grace. There must be balance. And so guide us in our walk with you. And it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.